Yes, they did.
All right, we are live, guys. Introducing in the ring, we've got Jason Hughes, Dustin Ducky Campbell, and Jason Papaw White, the Triple Threat, coming at you live on the Strong Booking Podcast.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Strong Booking. Here we are again using Zoom. You know, it's probably going to be like this for a couple more weeks or however long it takes to get it, you know, out of the situation that the whole world's in. I just want to go ahead and start the show and thank our sponsor, McGuire's Insurance Agency, also Hot Tech Signs and Graphics, and Pressburg Pig and Poke. Pressburg Pig and Poke is still open at the moment. We are taking carryout orders. You can give us a call at 889-9119 or message Facebook page, whichever one you want to do. And also want to give a shout-out today to Daryl and Dave Network. We've kind of joined up with them, and they're going to be sharing our podcast on their site. So thank you guys for that. You know, and I just want to kind of introduce ourselves for the people that's going to be watching on that site. You know, I'm Dustin Campbell, and go ahead and let you guys introduce yourself.
I'm Jason Hughes. Just like to thank everybody for tuning in and watching us this week. And I'm sure we got a lot to talk about that everybody else is interested in. So if you got anything you want to talk about, just comment along with us on it and we'll get back to you.
Go ahead, Peppo. Can you hear you, Jason? I'm having trouble hearing you. Yeah. I can barely hear you now. Say something. Can't hear you. Well, we're having a little technical. Wait, there, you came in a little bit better there.
The connection's good. I can hold it directly to you onto my face.
I can hear you now. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can hear you when you do that.
That's for you, wow. Doug, so you can hear me. I'll just ruin my shot and pull it up close, bro. There you go.
There you go. Just like pull it right up here.
You killed the gimmick in 10 minutes, bro. Five minutes
you killed me. We have to hear you speak, you know. Anyways, let's get the show started here. We'll go ahead and go on topic of WrestleMania. WrestleMania was last night. It's going to be tonight. I watched part one. I know you guys did. What's your takeaway on it?
I enjoyed the first part. I mean, it's still kind of weird for me watching without the fans. You know, the wrestlers are still playing like as if there's a crowd there. Two takeaways from, you know, last night's show was the tag match. I thought it was good.
And then the ladder match?
Yeah, the ladder match. Yeah, but the Boneyard match stole it for me.
That's the highlight of the show.
I mean, it was sure. I love the movie quality of it, I guess, as we talked about it. We thought it was like a mini movie. I mean, that's what it played out to be. And, you know, I thought it made Undertaker look like his old self, like he was powerful, you know, reappearing, you know, when he thought AJ buried him, blah, blah, and, you know, he reappeared and then just continued to beat on AJ. But I enjoyed listening, being able to hear the wrestlers interact with each other when it's going on. Listen to them talk to each other. Kofi was, you know, the way he was talking to Jimmy during that match, he was, I got to take you out so I can win. You know, it just gives you a different feel for it. And, you know, from the first night production of it, I mean, I think WWE done a good job. And hope tonight is a stack card. So, I mean, I'm really excited to tune in here a couple hours to watch, you know, the second part.
Yeah. What about you, Papo? What's your thoughts on it?
After watching the first part of WrestleMania, this could be a blessing in disguise for WWE. I thought the Boneyard match was really good. Like Jason said, I liked the ladder match, and it just put a different element to it. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the Boneyard match could be something that they do more often during this time? I mean,
I think after the – after all the like good kickback they're getting from it and the love, I don't see why they wouldn't run with doing more matches like that, especially during this time. I mean, if they can, if they continue to, you know, put on shows, then I think they need to do more, you know,
I agree.
More segments like that, whatever, mini movies, segments, whatever you want to call them. But I just think they need to do more of that.
This could be that moment when they evolve into something else like they always do in hard times.
Yep.
It could be when they step up and do something.
From the moment that match started until the Mania and my eyes were glued. I was when the Undertaker came out to that Metallica song on their off their latest album. Oh my God, it just that made my night right there.
It had a major blockbuster movie feel to it.
It was so cool. It was like
an action movie. It was a good action movie.
Yeah, it's like an action movie, like good versus bad.
And it gave you like what you were wanting to see. You had old school Undertaker mixed with the biker American badass they were trying to go with for a while. And you got both together at one time. And just the way AJ just kept playing off Michelle McCool, I thought she was going to pop up at some point, just kept saying her name over.
Well, the coolest thing was just like how they played it off. Or they, where was I going with this? God, I forgot where I was going with that. Keep going. I'll think about it later.
But like, now does this though lead to AJ coming back in a different style? I mean, he was buried in just show his hand, you know, just sticking out.
Okay. Now I know where I was getting to. This made Undertaker almost look like a superhero, like some kind of action movie superhero, and I just loved it.
He's always been a superhero in a way.
Yeah, in a way, but just like watching him in that mini, you know, movie, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it just made me think I was like watching a Rambo movie or something.
At the very end, when he was holding AJ up and before he gave him that big Sparta kick or whatever, this is that was emotional. That was good.
He was like, "Don't bury me, don't bury me, please." Taker's like, "Oh, don't worry, buddy. I ain't going to bury you."
Yeah. I was getting tore up when AJ was talking to him about being a shell of himself. Oh man, couldn't even handle it. He just sitting on the ground, breathing heavy, like he can't make it. And then AJ knocks him in. And then all of a sudden, when he goes up there to dump the dirt on him, like different, the demon Undertaker come out and he just popped up behind him and it was just like
that match had me winded. I was the whole match. My heart was pounding. It was good stuff.
The way he left though, I loved it. When he just put the fist up at the end.
Mm-hmm. Hold it closer, bub.
I said, I told you they would switch it up with, you know, when you was talking about it leaked out that AJ would go over,
They said they spent like 5 to 8 hours filming that. That's how long it took.
It was like a full on movie production.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything I saw.
Mm. I did see something today that said that Taker got hurt during it, but who knows for sure or not.
Yeah, I saw it too.
It didn't look like a very viable source, but also I didn't mind the Sami Zayn and DB match because, like you were talking about, Jason, they were kind of like Kofi was talking to the Usos. Well, DB and Sami were talking to each other and stuff, you know. And I kind of got a little enjoyment out of that.
And it keeps that Sami gimmick going right now. Like
that's a good gimmick for him, really.
Can to win a match, you know, just trying to frustrate his opponent.
That fits him.
Another match I thought was good, in my opinion, was the Kevin Owens Seth Rollins match. I
wouldn't much for it.
I'm not much
for Kevin.
I mean, either. And Seth is kind of falling off for me, so both of them, I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, it's just personal opinion.
That Monday Night Messiah gimmick it's just something you have to play. It's another one of those things like we were talking about this week at work. There's certain matches on this card that the crowd has a lot to do with how good the match would have been. in my opinion. That was probably one of them right there, too. I mean, just the heat that probably would have been on Seth during that whole match, you know, and stuff. You know, you didn't get that feel. But
no. It just seemed like just another match. I mean, it wouldn't know why. Yeah.
I like the dive off the logo through the table.
That was bad. Right. Yeah, that was a good ending.
Do you think they were working stiffer than normal? Did it look stiffer than normal?
The whole show or just those two?
Yeah, about the whole show, I thought.
Maybe, but I didn't pay much attention to that, to be honest. I do know
one thing that I
wanted to ask Papa was, what do you think about the Becky Lynch and Baszler match?
Everybody's throwing up.
It was what it was. I mean, I like Becky, so I'm glad it happened, you know.
Yeah, I just figured, you know, the thing I chalked up with Becky was
I thought looked really stiff. I mean, I thought they really.
Yeah. When she was throwing her against the announcer table, she was throwing her.
So what do you think about the Braun match? Let's get right to it.
Well, I wanted to say one more thing about the Becky match.
Go ahead.
The reason I think they let Becky go over in that match is just because during this time, you know, they didn't want to start. They didn't want to bring a new champion in and not know where they're going to go. So I chalk it up as just, you know, going with the times.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Because I expected when Baszler does get it, I expect her to have a decent run, don't you?
Yeah, and I think they're just saving that moment for when things are back to normal.
Yep, I agree with you 100%.
So, I wouldn't take
that. Well, one more thing before we get on the Braun Goldberg. How amazing is John Morrison? When he tight roped across the whole rope.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just, you he's see just other good. People do that, but somebody's holding them. Or when he done this Moonship Enterprise, you know, one-footed off the top. I mean, it's just.
He's good. I wish, he was.
Well, he's aged, bigger. Too. He's a little bit older, too. I mean, he still does that stuff.
Yeah, you're right. To be his age and doing that, it really is amazing.
Yeah, he's in phenomenal shape, too, to be that old. I mean.
Oh, yeah. He ain't got a shoot. He's chiseled.
Yeah. Looks like an action figure, don't he?
Yeah. I wish, I don't mind the where he's at right now in WWE, but I would like to see him more of the main event stream, but yeah.
He's doing better than I thought he would do when he signed, yeah. I mean,
same here, they're not
better than I thought, so I'm happy to say.
Yeah, you're right, they are treating him better. But yeah, we'll jump on the Braun and Goldberg thing real quick. I don't even know what to say about that. I knew it was going to happen, I didn't think they were going to let Goldberg keep the belt.
No, Goldberg was set to lose that belt at Mania to whoever he faced. I mean, they could put anybody out there.
Yeah, he was short-term champion.
Yeah. But the only thing that aggravates me about it, though, is, frustrates me a little bit. I feel bad for Braun because he had to win it he won the belt, so that's another, accomplishment for him, but feel like, he'd probably want to win it in front of a big crowd instead of just have to win it like that, but it is what it is.
Look at it this way. I feel bad for everybody.
Yeah.
The reason they took the title off The Fiend was so Roman could get it at WrestleMania. So now you've done all of that for nothing, and plus you ruined the storyline of The Fiend versus John Cena, which would have been The Fiend getting back, what John took, and John having a chance to beat Flair's record.
Yeah.
Such a bad storyline right there. But, you know, you don't – hindsight's 2020. You just don't know.
Yeah. And when, the Netables now, I'm pretty sure, in the future, Roman's going to be taking off Braun, which is going to, not make anybody happy. So – they're in a pickle with that belt.
If there's an audience going to be allowed at SummerSlam, Roman takes that belt from Braun. I mean, it's just.
Does Drew win tonight? Does Drew win tonight?
I think so.
I mean, does he have to have his Mania moment with no crowd? It's just.
Oh, man, I don't know. It's just,
I hate that.
Did anybody else watch his Chronicle thing on the network.
Yeah, I haven't yet.
And it was, I watched the WrestleMania this morning and then watched it. And
me too.
I feel bad for him. I mean, he has been on a tough road back. He talks about living with Sheamus. And then Sheamus bought a house and Sheamus let him live with him. You know, I mean, he worked his way back to get back to WWE after being the chosen one there for a while.
Yeah.
And he lived for this, but he even came out today and said, this ain't for me. You know, this is my WrestleMania moment is for us, like talking about the fans. So
I know, man. So it's like
the crowd there or not. I think he wins the belt tonight, but I think he was set to win the belt in front of 80,000 people, but now he's going to win it in front of whoever's, you know, everybody that's tuning in and out on the network.
Well, with the Firefly Funhouse match be as good as the Boneyard match? As far as, like, you know, they're going to go with big production like that again?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe they will.
We were talking about it could be, you know, the last match of the night. That could be the last match of the night.
I think it will be.
Yeah.
I think or possibly the first match tonight with Lesnar and McIntyre could be the first match. I mean, it's
you never know.
Because I think Orton and Edge will probably be your co-main event. I'm pretty sure it's going to be later on tonight. It's not going to be.
It's a unique situation because everything's pre-recorded.
So
it should be as good as they want it to be. You know what I mean? They should have known ahead of time where to place the matches and at the very end give you the best possible ending.
I mean, the best possible ending, in my opinion, is going to be the Firefly Funhouse match. I believe
it'll be done like the Boneyard and probably going to be the best of the two. If not, it would have been the one that came on last night. That's my opinion.
You go. You're right. It could even be, it could be better than the Boneyard.
And Bray's already kind of.
I believe it will.
You know, tonight's card is a little bit more stacked than last night's card is. So.
Yeah. Bray's already done a match similar to one that's been production when he done him and Orton done the compound match. So, I mean, I got a feeling it's going to be something similar to that.
Well, him and Hardy done the match too, you know. Him and Matt Hardy.
They're going to be in a. It's going to be like a. He's going to be fighting Mr. Rogers' house, I guess, and then it might cross over and be in some kind of demented universe as the
team. Basement might be the. Do what?
I think he'll make appearances as both characters. I think there will be parts of the match where he's.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like Bray Wyatt and Mr. Rogers get up, and then there's going to be parts where he's in the Fiend get up.
He it's can not do anything. Be just, I mean,
yeah, you can do anything with this.
Yeah. I mean, anything they can think of, they can do with this. I mean, and John Cena's a good actor. I mean,
yeah, that's another thing. Cena's a good actor, so they could really roll with this.
Yeah, it could be just plumb off the wall if they want it to be.
You know, for what it is this weekend, you know, I ain't going to lie, I was kind of down on it. You know, I wasn't feeling WrestleMania all week. I even expressed it to you guys. After watching last night, you know, for what it was, they done a good job. You know,
to me, it exceeded expectations. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it exceeded expectations.
That's all you can ask for, man.
Yeah, that's all you can ask for.
That's all you can ask for.
I was pretty entertained for most of the matches. There was a few I could care less about, but you know, I watched most of the matches and was entertained. So.
Last night in the Boneyard match was the best, you know, the happiest I've been watching wrestling since this has started. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah, same here. Since this has started, I've been down really on wrestling. I ain't watched much. Last night really, like, it done it for me.
It took me out of it for a second.
Yeah.
I bought into what was going on for just a second, you know, and I enjoyed it.
Yep. So now it's got me intrigued to watch tonight because I want to see how that the Firefly Funhouse match goes.
That's the whole point of wrestling, ain't it?
Yep.
It done what it was supposed to do. I mean,
brought me back.
I'm actually kind of intrigued to see the Otis and Ziggler match.
Oh, that too. Yeah. I love Otis.
Yeah, I mean, that's tonight, you know, I'm.
Yeah.
If you all don't, if nobody follows Otis on Instagram, they need to. He's hilarious.
I need to then, because I don't.
Oh, yeah. If you got an Instagram, follow Otis, because, man, he'll keep you laughing.
You know, Papa don't have Instagram.
Yeah, I know that. Lucky, I don't. Neither one of you do.
I'm lucky at Facebook.
I think Kevin does, but he already follows Otis. Oh, goodness. Well, you guys got any more thoughts on WrestleMania or any wrestling? I know AEW had a show this week. I'll be honest, I didn't watch it.
You know I watched it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I know you watched it, yeah.
Yeah, that's my...
Fill us in. What happened? Let us know.
Yeah, fill us in because I didn't watch it.
You seen Lance Archer made his debut, destroyed Marco Stunt.
Yeah, I did see the highlights from that.
Or made him, you know, to be out like a beast.
Yeah.
They announced the 8 participants in the, I guess, the TNT Championship.
Yeah.
I've shared the bracket on our page. the night started out with Kenny Omega and Trent had a match, and it was, I mean, any match Kenny's in's definitely worth tuning in to watch. But last 2 weeks, Kenny's wrestled Sammy Gravea last week, and it was great. This week, Trent. I mean, he's putting those guys over, too, by putting on these matches.
That seems to be what AEW's doing during this time. They're just putting, like, the best matches possible out. You know, they're putting their, you know, their top-tier guys in there, and they're going to work.
The segment with Jericho sitting in the hot tub was great. Vanguard 1 shows up, and he releases the hams, and he's got, like, koalas and everything else running out there. I mean, it's comic, but, I mean, it's anything Jericho touches goes viral, and that, you know,
yeah,
I can't scroll through Facebook without seeing somebody talking about that. I mean,
yeah,
Jericho's on top of the planet right now as far as AEW goes.
The real question, though, is why was Jericho wearing pants in a hot tub?
That I don't know.
Was he? I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Yeah, it looked like leggings. He got out.
Who wears leggings? Well, I don't know. That's a good question. I'll message him on Jericho, Facebook and ask him.
Yeah. He can do what he wants to, man. Jericho can do whatever he wants.
That's true.
If he wants to wear leggings, the question is, why ain't we wearing leggings?
Very true.
I'm going to start wearing leggings now. I'm wearing work tomorrow. Rick might send me home.
Actually, Daryl just asked us who's our favorites. I guess I'm assuming that's favorites.
Wrestlers?
And wrestlers?
I'll name some off real quick. Chris Jericho, Jake the Snake will be two of mine. AJ Styles. You guys go ahead.
I got, you know, Jericho. I've got the AJ Styles shirt on tonight.
Yeah.
You know, underrated. Well, not underrated, I guess, but Sting's one of my all-time.
Yeah, all-timers, yeah.
Just an older one. I like Ricky Steamboat. You know, that's the one that I watched a lot back in the day, too, as well.
Good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
What about you, Papaw?
I would say Ric Flair, Triple
H, say that.
Jake the Snake, Kenny Omega.
Yeah, the Snake.
Kenny again. Yeah. Did I say Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega. My two favorite right now, during this time, is probably Hangman Page and Pentagon Jr. Those are two of my current favorites on the AEW brand. So if you go to WWE, probably AJ is probably my favorite there. I like this new Undertaker. He's kind of got me excited for him again. So we'll see where it goes. Okada. If nobody knows who Okada is, he's over New Japan. He's one of the best.
I was going to say Okada, but I didn't.
Yeah, well, I put his name out there.
Think about the Undertaker.
He needs it.
Yeah.
Jay White, Switchblade Jay. That's another one.
Check out Okada and Omega.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. Just check them out. If you ain't a wrestling fan, you will be.
Tyler just asked us if we think there'll be WrestleMania rematches at SummerSlam.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think you'll get another Undertaker, AJ.
I don't know how long this, you know, craziness is gonna last. So I just don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if, you know,
variables in the question.
There's still a possibility WWE might have to take, or all wrestling might have to take, you know, a month off. Who knows? So.
Yeah, well, that's the one good part about it. AEW, I read, they recorded at least 2 to 3 months of they'll be able content. To do one night. Yeah, so they've got it. You don't know what's going to be on it.
2 or 3 months?
That's a lot.
That's a lot of wrestling to cram in now.
Yeah. It is. That's cool, though. I'm glad they've done that.
Tony Khan announced that. They recorded enough. I know it was 2 months. I'm pretty sure that they have enough so to run it out. So they might push off their pay-per-view. Double or Nothing was supposed to be coming up. So
yeah, that's definitely might be a wash.
But I know they already recorded the whole tournament other than the finals, which was supposed to take place at Double or Nothing. So
that's cool.
Hopefully they, but on another point, though, a match I think will steal the show tonight is Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, I was going to mention that earlier.
I think that's the match to watch tonight. I mean, first time an NXT championship's been defended on WrestleMania. I
think it'd be a good match.
Something to watch.
I'm excited for the Edge and it's Randy a good Orton card. Match, to be honest. I am excited for it.
Yeah.
Randy and Edge. Just because the Edge, like,
Falls Count Anywhere match can be good.
He's looked crazy past couple weeks.
There's a Edge documentary, I guess, drops tonight after. After tonight goes off, 24, him following him, coming back to the Rumble.
Yeah.
Everything he went through. I've seen little highlights of it. Beth talking about how he went through some, his wife talking about how he went through some down times, you know, during all this. And then he talked about having that second surgery and had no pain in his neck. So,
yeah. You know. God, I watched Daniel Bryan do a dive out of the ring last night. Man, every time he does that, it scares me to death. He hit the wall hard.
Yeah. Tyler, I mean, he's asking, what if Charlotte wins? You know, is she going to go back down to NXT for an extended time, or is it going to be short-lived?
I don't think she wins.
I don't think she wins.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Rhea goes over.
That's just
to give Rhea a rub is what that is.
That's all it is. Give Charlotte a match at Mania.
And it builds up NXT.
That's just laying the foundation for Rhea and helping NXT, you know, exposure.
Yep, exactly. So, it'll be a good match, though. It'll be a heck of a match. But I can about 100% tell you that Rhea's going to win.
Yeah, I know they threw in some matches that just came out of nowhere, like Aleister Black with Bobby Lashley. I mean, that was just a throw in. I think just you got the tag belts, Street Profits versus Angel Garza and Austin Theory. That might be a good match. I've watched some Austin Theory stuff.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't care much for the Street Profits. I think they're a little bit more out of, I don't know, they just seem, I've already seen them. You know, they've been, that's crime time right there. It's crime time made over, though, it is.
Crime time, Private Party. I mean, it's the same gimmick, you know. AEW's got Private Party and WWE's got Street Profits.
Well, even with the Private Party, I've never been much on them because they remind me of, you know, crime time.
It's not original.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't get too hot for Street Profits anymore.
No. Hey, if he does too many of those dives outside the ring, they're not going to be around anyways.
Who's that? No, the big fella.
What's his name? Yeah, the Street Profit guy. If he dives out of that ring like that much more, he ain't going to be around anyways.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he say he broke his back?
That's what he was saying. Daryl asked us.
It looked bad.
Daryl asked us, what's the best local promotion in the area, Eastern Kentucky, Southern West Virginia? You know,
West Virginia. Well, you got two good promotions. You know, you got ASW and you got BCW.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to pick one.
No, I wouldn't want to pick one. I'll probably go with the two of those being local as far as being able to get to. You know, if you live in Eastern Kentucky, both of them are close. So anytime they have shows, I would catch them.
Yeah, go ahead and give them a shout out, to Doug. You can tell them about it.
Well, yeah, ASW, they're in, where's it at?
Madison, West Virginia.
Madison, West Virginia. You know, Gary Dameron is the producer there. You know, he's always got some great stuff going on there. I don't know, because of all this craziness, I don't know when their next, event's going to be. Probably be a few months. But I know they did have some awesome events coming up this April. You know, they're supposed to have some stacked little cards coming in there. I mean, I think those have been canceled. So, but the last show they had, you know, they had OBD was there, Arn Anderson was there. So it was pretty good. And BCW, you know, they're a little bit more locally. You know, they're out of Paintsville. They got some great talent, comes down there and wrestles. Adam Newsom, he's their champion. Great guy. We've had him on the show before. You know, he's an awesome dude. They got David Anthony's came down there and wrestled a few times. He's awesome to watch. Great guy.
We had him on a couple weeks ago on the podcast.
There's two more guys I'd like to mention that are from BCW.
Kobe Carmichael.
Yeah.
And his advisor, AJ Colley.
Yeah.
Crash Jackson.
Yeah, they got, you know, BCW, they hold their own. And it's a really fun show, especially if you got kids. Take the kids out to it. Because kids will just, they'll love it.
Very, very good for the family.
Yeah, very family good. Family oriented
shows. Very good.
So either one of those guys.
Police are good people.
And to be honest, if you guys know, if any of the fans out there know of any local promotions that we have that we didn't mention, let us know. You know, we're more than willing to go check them out, see what they're about.
And another thing, I guess right now while we got this, while we're on Zoom, any wrestlers out there would like to maybe just come on and come on and talk wrestling with us. I think we got the capability. Now to have you come on with us, so I mean,
I'm gonna try to get in contact with Nate Hewitt. I really want to get him on the show. He was a local wrestler. Go ahead.
I love his gimmick.
His promos, man. Nate Hewitt. If you go watch his promos, enough said. Just go watch him.
Yeah, I know he just said
follow him on Facebook.
Yeah,
just follow him on
the
Facebook.
Stuff he posts is everything.
He's good. And like I said, he used to be local. I think he's now up north. I want to say Indiana, but maybe Cincinnati. I think it's Cincinnati. I think it's Cincinnati where he's living at. But I'd like to get him on the show if all possible in the next couple of weeks.
All right, you guys got about 2 minutes left.
I knew it was getting close.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to go ahead and thank our sponsors again. McGuire's Insurance Agency, High Tech Signs and Graphics, and Prestonburg Pig and Poke. Like I said, Prestonburg Pig and Poke, we're still open, you know, taking carry-out orders. If you want to order, just give us a call at 889-9119, or you can get a hold of us through our Facebook. And also, I just want to once again thank Daryl and Dave Network. You know, I'm glad to be part of that, and I hope, you know, it helps them out and it helps us out. And we look forward to the future, you know, working with them, doing other things with them. So appreciate you guys. You guys got anything else you want to say?
I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. I want to thank producer Kevin. You know, he gets all this together. He sends us our meeting links and passwords and all this stuff. He's all about that. That's not me.
He's our tech guy.
Yeah, he's right on top of this stuff. If you like what you see, follow us on Facebook at Strong Booking on Facebook, at Booking Strong on Twitter. We also have these nice T-shirts for sale.
Another thing, if you need a good somebody to produce something for you, whether it be a podcast or you know, the commercial. I'm sure you can do commercial. Just whatever you want to do, get a hold of Hat Media Service. You know, it's operated by Kevin. He does great work. He's got an unlimited amount of resources. So just give him a call, you know, at Hat Media Service, or find him on Facebook. I think he's got a webpage too. I don't know what. Kevin, you want to say it real quick?
Kevinscast.com.
Yeah, there you go. So just anything, give him a shout too. You know, he does great work, so we're always happy with him. But I think that's about it for today, guys. Unless you guys got anything else to say.
We're done.
All right.
Thank
you've been listening to the Strong Booking Podcast. Your hosts are Jason Hughes, Jason White, and Dustin Ducky Campbell. Your producer is Kevin Horn. This has been a production of Hat Media Services.